Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dan Ball, your voice sounds funny.
Yeah, I know. A lot deeper, right? A lot easier to stomach. That was our guy Griff who was jumping in for a celebrity shot there.
Did he fix your keyboard too?
Yes, he did, which was kind of the thank you for being able to operate a computer in here. Do a top hour read. Do a billboard for me.
Do my job for me. That's the thanks you get around here.
Yeah. About time somebody did mine for me.
Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens, Dan Ball, Stiz, Griff, cast of thousands here. And now Ted Johnson joining the fun.
How are we doing, boys?
What's up, Ted?
It's good to see you guys.
It's a Thursday afternoon. Feels like football. Football season's really kind of coming around here. It is 3 o'clock. Ted is here. That means it's time for our three-point stances.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Got tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Dan Ball, if I may, point of order. I just want to admit to having loved the original intro for the three-point stance. And like many New Englanders, I was hesitant to change. I have grown to absolutely love the three-point stance remix or 2.0.
Oh, great. That was the hope and the goal, to freshen it up and not have a drastic drop-off for it. So I appreciate that from Nick Fitzy Stevens, and that leads us into our three-point stance, which is brought to you, as always, by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, here are 60 seconds for that opening stance. Go ahead.
So we are basically midway through the NFL season. That means Ted's favorite author on ESPN, Bill Barnwell, has his midseason awards. So I was looking through that and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. There's a lot of scrolling.
Longest articles ever.
A lot of scrolling. I got to Coach of the Year. And he gave it to Shane Steichen, which I think is a good candidate, the Colts coach. He has Vrabel second. But I was looking at it, thinking about it, and going all the way back to the spring. It should be Mike Vrabel. And to me, it should be Mike Vrabel in a slam dunk. He has nailed every decision he has made. Go back and look at their free agent class. It is unbelievably good. I think we may grade it at some point here on WEEI Afternoons. And I felt like a Harvard A easy grader because everybody is good. He has taken a defense that wasn't good and made it good. He's gotten by without, unfortunately, his defensive coordinator. He's gotten through the development of a young second-year quarterback. He pushed the old guard out of leadership, brought in new leadership. They've all hit the ground running. He has Steph Diggs as like the perfect human being and teammate. He gave game balls to guys that missed kicks. We complained, and now that guy is about as good a kicker as you'll find in the NFL. Everything that Mike Vrabel has touched has turned to gold. Midseason Coach of the Year has to be Mike Vrabel.
I mean, you got Shane Steichen with two seasons already under his belt. Mm-hmm. If these were two rookie coaches that were having dueling 7-2 seasons, Andy, then I think that's really where you'd have a different conversation about it. But yeah, you got a guy in year three who's had the chance, not to say that he's not doing remarkable things with Daniel Jones and company, but the talent disparity, especially on the offense coming into the season, I think there's a lot to that. Teddy, your thoughts.
Who do you guys think won that trade, by the way? I'll try and get around to what my point here on this. But who do you think won the trade, when the Jets-Colts trade?
Jets.
Yeah, okay.
I do.
You think the Colts overspent?
Yeah, for a corner. You give up two first-round picks for a corner who's not even on, like, a cheap contract. You're going to have to pay him $30 million a year moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's a franchise tag right there, the two first-round picks.
If the Patriots did something similar, you would have been upset?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then for all the people they're saying that, you know, the Patriots, you know, they don't care, you know, but they're slow playing it. They care about the future. It would be a win now kind of trade if the
Patriots
traded.
But crazy, like a drunken sailor, crazy win now.
But a lot of people look at the Colts and say that was a smart move on their side.
I don't think they'll be looking at it that way in the future when they don't have the, and somebody.
If they win the Super Bowl.
If they win the Super Bowl, you're right. But somebody, Fitzy, and you may have seen this in your Six Rings world. Some people are already hyping up, not this year's draft, but the 2027 draft as potentially the greatest draft of all time, and that these teams are stockpiling
Jets,
picks for 2027.
Yeah, they're going to be really good in 5 years.
Right. That's the other thing. It's like
we
the
said
Bruins.
That 5 years
and
ago
I have,
about them, too.
Yeah, that's true.
I have this much faith. I mean, Ted, I have this much, the old Robert Parrish faith, that the Jets are going to get it right and be able to keep it consistently, because I've seen so many people make jokes online like, if you weren't with us for the rebuild, then don't stick around for the rebuild. And, you know, maybe in the next draft we'll be able to get Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner. Like, you already had him, you jerks.
Would you consider looking at what the team spent to their salary and their salary cap as maybe a guide to who should be NFL Coach of the Year? This is what I'm talking about. So the Patriots have the most cap space. Mm. They spent the least amount of money. Okay, free agency. Mm-hmm. The Colts spent the second most. They have they only have $2 million under. They're only $2 million under the cap, where the Patriots are $54 million. Does that, you look at that and go, wow, you know, Mike's doing just as good with a lot less?
You could argue that, more with less.
And so thus, you know, he should be considered more favorably than maybe Shane Steichen, because they basically spent up to the cap.
Yeah.
So I think that's an interesting kind of way to maybe look at trying to judge who's done a better job is, well, one team is spending a hell of a lot more money than the other team. So you could say Vrabel's doing a lot more with a lot less than the Colts are.
Yeah, and also, you know, Ted, as far as, like, how do you like who won the trade? How do you like the way they spent? Like, I hate to once again sort of, like, middle this, but, like, it's very relative, and you can't decide at least until the end of the season, because if somehow the Colts magically go on a Super Bowl run, make it two, and if not win it in Santa Clara, then 10 first round draft picks probably would have been worth it, because Super Bowl, I know they came so easily to you guys for the better part of a half decade, but to other organizations, they don't. It's one of those we'll have to wait to pass judgment. Yeah. Right now, I still think the Jets got the better.
Was Shane Steichen, what's his record there? I mean, is he like, because this not feels great. Like an all in move. Like it's this is what you see. You know, you get coaches that feel like they're about to get fired, and so they make moves like this.
He was my pick coming into the year to be a first guy fired.
There you go.
FCF. Yeah.
So that's why you see first-year coaches not making any moves other than Liam Cohen down there and that young general manager. They made a trade
their
first year, which is surprising. But that's why the point I was trying to make the other day when I was talking about, you know, young coaches don't make drastic moves in their first year because it's about job preservation. Shane Steichen is making a move like this because it's, in a way, going into his third year, job preservation, right?
And you know, fellas, the funny thing is, like, they may feel emboldened in a lot of ways to make this sort of drunken sailor midseason move because they happened to or lucked into a replacement for their failed franchise quarterback. Anthony Richardson has been a disaster, and that's putting it mildly. So they pick up Daniel Jones at a yard sale, and all of a sudden the guy rediscovers his playoff form from a few years ago with the Giants and Dayball and beyond. So now it's sort of like, oh, we found a quarterback for free. We don't have to pay him yet. Let's just burn some picks.
Dan.
Shane Steichen in his three seasons. So he inherited a team that went 4-12-1 from Frank Reich, who got fired. And then remember when they hired Jeff Saturday to just kind of be the stopgap?
Oh, that was so weird.
It was extremely bizarre. But that was the team that he inherited. Goes 9-8, then 8-9, and now 7-2. So he is over 500 by five games after an exactly 500 start to his coaching career.
And the other wrinkle in there is the new ownership with the Jim Irsay's daughter, the very hands-on.
Yeah.
Maybe she's trying to prove a point. Maybe she's some of the impetus of, like, listen, we're going all in. Like, I got something to prove. Women can be owners, too. I have no idea.
It seems like her whole tenure has been about proving a point.
She's shaking it up.
Look at where she's
standing every single Sunday. Not to criticize. I mean, they're five games over 500. Why should I?
And Dan, she keeps talking about, like, how they're going to win it for Dad this year. This is a special season. You know, he's with them. That, like, well, Andy, they're kind of playing the Holy Ghost power. Like, I'm not saying I necessarily agree with it.
Not sure that's good business.
Well, I mean, like, I remember the 2011 Patriots were all about that year. Like, they had the MHK patches on. Like, you know, they're just doing one of those emotional. Right now, granted, those Patriots didn't spend two first round draft picks. But yeah,
it will be interesting in hindsight to look at this a couple years. A, what happens to the Colts this year, how the season ends, and then what happens with those draft picks? Do the Jets really get return on the investment? Or, like Fitzy jokes, like, oh, do they get a starting Pro Bowl caliber cornerback like they already had and aren't any better for it? Because they need a quarterback. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
All right, we can leave that one there for the time being. By the way, I think it's just fascinating to look at the recent history of the Colts. They're leading their quarterbacks: Jacoby Brissett, Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan, Gardner Minshew, Anthony Richardson, and Daniel Jones. Since Andrew Luck left the league, that is insane that they put together anything resembling good teams.
And you know why you know why Andrew Luck left the team, right?
My understanding was concussion issues.
Yeah, well, it's because they never put a good offensive line in front of him.
Oh,
they just,
right.
They just relied on him to make plays and didn't ever really give him a good offensive line. And so, yeah, he left because of concussions, but it was because he was getting hit all the time. And they never spent money on an offensive line. Never understand why teams, you bring in a special player at quarterback, and then you don't put any money in your offensive line.
And now he's super skinny, and he's running Stanford football.
He sure is. Sure is, man.
Handsome, smart dude as well. And Ted, he also had that horrific lingering ankle injury from getting rolled. Like, it just never healed.
He got the crap kicked out of him.
Our discussion earlier, Fitzy, about quarterbacks that get beat up and the long-term damage.
We should have brought that up.
Andrew Luck would be in that.
You went back to David Carr. I mentioned some Brady things. It is 100%. Don't live so long to see another play. Don't try to do too much, because you could turn into Andrew Luck, somebody who is supremely talented but has a promising NFL career cut short.
No question about that. And the original point, Mike Vrabel for Coach of the Year, Andy Hart avoids the Homer honk in that pick as well. So
I think it's so true that you can't get the Homer honk.
That's true. It's just a good take at this point, which is a credit to Vrabel for sure. But Fitzy, are you ready for your three-point stance?
Let's patty, kid.
All right. Here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, guys, you are about an hour and 45 minutes from now before the start of MLB Free Agency 2025. I know, guys, get your fireworks ready, because it is going to be. No, it's not. It's never off to gangbusters. There are never huge announcements at first. But I'm here today to basically beg, to ask, to plead for your Boston Red Sox. I am just a fan standing outside on Jersey Street, drinking an overpriced beer, eating an overpriced hot dog, begging his favorite baseball team to be aggressive this offseason. Be aggressive in trades, be aggressive in your spending, be aggressive in free agency. Take an aggressive approach toward the 2026 season. You were patient with the farm system. It has yielded fruits beyond compare with Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer, possibly the password, Connolly early, Peyton Tolley. Maybe Christian Campbell comes back, and Andy Hart's thrilled about that. You have so many things that have come from the farm. Now it's time to spend on the big boys. Go out and get that number two starter. Spend money, big money, good money, replacing Bregmania with Pete Alonso or Schwarber or both. Because the Dodgers are a dynasty, the Jays ain't going anywhere anytime soon, and the Empire is going to try to rise up once again to compete with you. Be aggressive this offseason.
Lil Gullible Andy, I know, is all in on the excitement for this offseason and apparently ready to be heard again.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you look at the money, and we're going to get to this in the 5 o'clock hour, because some of the contract projections are coming out, and I've been told by Dan Ball that these people know what they're doing. Kylie McDaniel and Tim Britton. Tim Britton for The Athletic, Kylie McDaniel for ESPN.
Two good track records in the baseball world.
The numbers are lower than what I expected. A little higher in The Athletic, but Fitzy, you said Schwarber or Alonso or both.
Why not?
There is a path to both, and I think there's a path to more than that. Dan Ball already has his eye on a sneaky big potential free agent signing. But the thing for me was, when you look at the contracts, yes, Kyle Tucker, everybody's projecting as massive money. And then there is a pretty big drop-off quickly to some of the other contracts out there because of age and market and various issues. Yeah, the Red Sox, we talked about it with Brad Foe yesterday. You traded Devers. And if Bregman walks, that's $70 million a year in slots that you have available.
And Andy, you could spend beyond that. I don't care about the luxury tax, because last year, Fenway was full most nights, and the weekends were a thing. Friday night Fenway, the weekends, it was packed. Absolutely, not to mention all the free money they made with concerts, and the Savannah Bananas lined their pockets when they sold it out for a couple nights in July when it was freaking 95 degrees as well. Money's not the issue. They have money. And you know what? Your fans told you last season, give us a winner, we'll be there. We'll pay the crazy money for the alternate jerseys, the hot dogs, the souvenirs, the slushies, everything else. We're here. We're standing outside saying, take my money, please. Now we want you to spend your money, please, and give us another winner.
And I don't want to look up when we're in our Fenway Ford Clubhouse studios at those nice screens, and it's like 3 p.m. and the lineup is on the screen, and you're like, that's the lineup tonight? That, I mean, really falls off after the top three.
We said that a few times this summer. Yeah.
I'd like to say, whoa, that's the lineup? They actually, Abreu's batting eighth? You're so good that you're bumping all these guys down. You actually can turn it over and have 9 legitimate major leaguers in the lineup? Wouldn't that be fun?
Abreu's batting eighth for the Tigers? Wow. How'd we get Scooble?
Hey, let me ask you guys. Did you guys look at the Jaren Duran contract? You know, he basically, it's a 1-year deal worth $7 million, and then there's, I guess, incentives on top of that.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to what the other alternative was, the $8 million option for Duran that they elected to negotiate. So they, instead of doing that, they negotiated a new contract. Do you think, I mean, that's a little bit nickel and diming, right?
Yeah, they nickeled and dimed him at arbitration last year. They were like 400,000 right. apart or 200. It was something crazy.
They ran Mookie out of town on nickel and dime.
Well, so you guys are, hey, spend money. This team guys spend money. Do you look at the Jaren Duran contract, the way they handled it, and go, it's the same old Red Sox. They're not going to do anything different. They nickel and dimed him last year, and they're going to nickel and dimed him this year, and they're going to nickel and dime every free agent that comes in here, and they're going to try and get the best deal, and it's not going to be the best players, and they're not going to overspend, and it's the same old Red Sox. They're 12th in the major leagues in spending, as opposed to the two teams that were in the World Series were in the top three. Top five, with Toronto at 5. I don't know. I just think it's going to be the same old man.
God, I hope you're wrong. And I do wonder, there is a part of me that wonders if Bregman was some special case because of Cora and the relationship and the opt-outs, and like they just looked at it as a 1-year deal. We can do this. I do worry, are they actually ready to sign a guy to a 4-5-year deal for 100 and whatever million dollars? But I'm going to choose. Little gullible Andy is going to choose to stay optimistic until given very specific reason to be otherwise.
All right.
We'll get a little bit further into this after 5 o'clock when free agency does begin. Because I think, Andy, to your point, the Bregman one, after we saw how it played out, it did feel a bit like, oh, this is Alex Cora going right to John Henry.
Yes.
And making my case, listen, you signed me to this money, you got to bring this guy in. So hopefully Alex Cora feels that way about a Kyle Schwarber because he coached him before. But other than that, I'm not sure.
When does free agency start again?
5 o'clock?
Yeah, 5 o'clock. So, and when did they sign Alex Bregman? Do you remember?
February.
The day before the first day of training camp.
It's a long, drawn-out process.
So don't hold your breath, is my point.
You're telling me I'm not going to get the Heyman tweets that just come out?
At 5:05?
All those guys
signed? Probably not. 5:05, don't expect much.
No legal tampering going on.
They need to fix it. They need to find a way to make it more front-loaded.
Or just Rex Ryan it. Waiting on Bart Scott's doorstep for 12:01 a.m. I need more of that.
Say you could only have free agency for 1 week.
Well, as opposed to
2.5 months.
They talked about that, Dan Ball, fill in the details, at the GM meetings. They were going to make it, if you didn't sign a guy at the meetings, he couldn't get a multi-year deal or something of that factor. Yeah. So you had like a week where all the 5-4 big money deals would be done, and then the 1-year off deals, the 1-year deals would be later. Yeah. I love that idea. Make it an event. Make it fun.
Yeah.
You do have a network, right? They still have a network, MLB
I
Network.
I believe so, yes.
So, like, mm-hmm. give me a reason to follow that, go to that, have exclusive coverage of free agency. Like, give me something to watch, and they don't.
The NFL, better than any league, makes things events.
Yep.
The schedule release is an event right now. So, yeah,
there's
certainly a...
Ted, how many hundreds of thousands of people did I need you to block out of the way for me to get through?
A lot.
I couldn't get to where I wanted to go. I was having a panic attack, and I needed Ted to clear the way.
But it was a fun event, wasn't it?
It was a very cool event.
It was a lot of fun, man.
All right, Ted, you ready to go, my
friend? I'm ready, bud. Let's do this.
Here is 60 seconds, go ahead.
All right, guys, going into last night's game, the Celtics, who played the Wizards last night, they had been averaging 3-point attempts, 47 and a half 3-point attempts a game. That's seven more than what they averaged last year, if you can believe it or not. They were ranked dead last in missed field goals, or excuse me, missed threes per game. Going into that game, they were 29th in 3-point efficiency at 31%. They were last in the league in pace going into last night's game. They were last in 29th in assist going into that game. And then last night, how about this? Unbelievable. The first quarter of the game, Jaylen Brown has 16 first quarter points. All of those points were inside the arc. He only shot one 3-point before halftime, which is insane to me. In the second period, the C's backcourt took over. The C's shot 66% from the field. They went to the foul line 10 times in the second period. And this team, the Celtics team, is terrible at getting to the line. They don't get fouled enough. They don't go to the line. So in the first period, you had Jaylen Brown not shooting a three, only shooting one three at halftime, and he led all scorers at 24 points. To me, Jaylen Brown showed Joe Mazzulla what they need to do moving forward. Stop shooting all the threes. It's incredible to think that this team shot the least amount of threes all season long last night, but yet it was the biggest margin of victory they've had all year. What does that tell you, Joe? Stop shooting so many threes, man.
I'm stamping my cane into the floor of the Senate like in the old times.
Yes. Ballyhoo, Ted.
I would like to believe it. My only concern is this just a one-off against a crappy team and they go back to, you know, you resort to your training or whatever in high-leverage situations?
You think it's Jaylen Brown's a way to communicate to Joe? Like, I mean, he was just basically backing guys down.
Awesome.
He was, you know, it's like, dude, we don't have to just, you know, shoot a million threes to win these games. It's not working for us, Joe. This isn't that the team that you have. There was a play last night. Do you guys see? Peyton Pritchard had a open lane to the hoop. Open lane. And you know what? Instead of going to the basket, he turns around and goes back to the three-point line to shoot a brick.
Infuriated by that. It was a terrible shot, too.
I want like a Rondo teardrop when you're coming through the lane, not a pullback 25-footer.
I would like to believe that this was an example of Jaylen Brown showing Joe Mazzulla the way for this team.
Yep.
I'm hopeful of that. I need to see more. Because I could see next game 55 threes and they shoot 20% and we're back to the same bitching and moaning. But this was fun to watch.
It's a lot of fun. Maybe the offense should be run through more Jaylen Brown. Just saying, his handles are looking pretty good right now. I don't know. The offense looked pretty good when it was running through him.
I like what I'm hearing at Ted's 3-point stance here.
That seems like a good place to leave it, Andy.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dan Ball. That'll do it for our 3-point stances today. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's Thursday. It's 3:30. That means we're going to talk to Tom E. Curran, not only about the trade deadline, but the second half of the season, maybe mid-season awards, what's going to happen against the Bucks. That's all next here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WEEI Afternoons on a Thursday Afternoons, right to the guest line, where we're going to talk to Tom E. Curran from NBC Sports Boston, who is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. And Tom E. Curran is powered by Verizon. How powered are we, Tom? How are we feeling?
I'm powered up.
So let's start with the trade deadline, Tom. I'm assuming you thought we might get a couple questions. So I'll just leave it open-ended. Everything you've heard, everything you've seen, whatever. How come the Patriots ended up not adding anybody at the trade deadline?
Well, I think the reaction's been somewhat interesting, and I understand it. I think the Patriots would be disappointed if you asked them and hit them with the truth serum. You don't spend, as Mike Vrabel said, all the time that his personnel department did and work extremely hard, quote-unquote, and not have anything consummated and not say, you know, I wish we were able to do something. We just spent all that time. So certainly there has to be a level of disappointment. The notion that it's okay, it's fine, hey, they need all those picks, I also think is wrong-headed. I mean, you have 11 picks right now. You have multiple sixth-round picks. You have fifth-round pick. You have fourth-round picks. 11 picks. 11 guys are not making the team. So the notion that you need to hold on to all those draft picks that I've heard pushed forward is also wrong-headed. They have depth issues. I don't disagree with them not coughing up a third-round pick for a Jalen Phillips or a Breece Hall. But I do think that a fourth for a pass rusher or a fifth for a wide receiver like Jacoby Myers would have made sense. But I also think the notion that, hey, the Patriots didn't want to upset the apple cart and they don't care and they don't believe in this team, which I've also heard pushed forward, is absolutely asinine. I mean, you can have space for both things to be true. They tried. They didn't make it happen. It's certainly disappointing to them. They might rue the fact that they didn't get it done. But you don't just do it to satiate the masses and stay out of the media crosshairs and add somebody who in the long run, whether it's Akeem Ayers or Jonathan Casillas or Kyle Van Noy or some slappy who doesn't do a thing for you, it's not going to be that drastic. And I just named three guys who were good trade deadline ads.
yeah, that's it was interesting. I just kind of looked at the first three Super Bowl teams. Never once did we do a midseason trade in the first three Super Bowls, but in the last three Super Bowl teams, they made multiple deals. So it's just interesting to kind of juxtaposition between the two eras, right? But
yeah, it's really interesting. Go ahead, Teddy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. But I was just going to ask you. You know, you look at, you know, you wonder, like, would you know, the deal that the Colts made with the Jets, would that have made people here happy? But I'm just curious, really, at the end of the day, what do you think? What team you think in the AFC did the best at the trade deadline? The Colts, you know, obviously a couple first rounders they give up to get Sauce Gardner. The Jets, you know, just piling up picks. You know, the Jags, I thought was interesting for a first year head coach and GM. Trading away two picks to get Jacoby, and then the Chargers made some moves to get offensive tackles. What did you think of those deals in the AFC, and did any of those deals, those trades, you think are going to really propel any of those teams forward the rest of the way.
Yeah, I think Indianapolis, obviously, to me, they gave up a lot. But to give up a lot, you must feel like this year is an important year for you in terms of how far you can go. And they said, Katie, bar the door, we're going to go get Sauce Gardner, and we're going to take a player who's got an existing contract. And I'm not saying that the Patriots would turn their nose up to Sauce Gardner or parting with a pick, but they have a corner, first of all. Again, I'm not saying that the Patriots don't have any needs. Jalen Phillips would have made sense, but that's a third-round pick. Do you want 9 games of Jalen Phillips or 8 games of Jalen Phillips, and then you don't know whether he's going to come back, or do you want a third-round pick that you can have for a few years? Again, that's not what you're asking me. Let me go back to your original question. The Colts did obviously the best. Whether that is a tipping point and sends them to deep into the postseason or to a Super Bowl win, we've seen those kinds of plays, those kinds of moves happen before. With different players who are impact players. Was Odell Beckham a late ad for the Rams? Mm-hmm. Was he a late season ad?
Yes.
I mean, he's one of the guys. There was a great stat that someone put out the other day that in the last 5 Super Bowls, a trade deadline acquisition has scored a touchdown, which is fascinating.
Yeah.
So it makes a difference. It will absolutely help you. And if you can see your way clear to doing it, you should do it. But I think the Patriots should have been more than depth buyers, should have been depth buyers,
at least,
as opposed to frontline type player guys.
Agree, co-sign, et cetera, Tom. Regarding the game this Sunday at Brady's secondhand stomping grounds, which potential loss concerns you more for the offense? Kayshon Boutte on the outside at receiver or Ramondre as lead back?
That's a great question. Probably Stevenson in this matchup, because the Bucs are so blitz happy. They love to get after the quarterback with extra rushers, and they're very good at it. And Drake May has been as good as anybody in the league against the blitz, and the numbers bear that out. But he's also taking more sacks than most any quarterback in the league. So to me, I think you would like to have Ramondre Stevenson this week because he's such a good blitz pickup guy, and we still have yet to see Travion Henderson have that emerge as one of the strengths that he has in his tool belt but has not emerged in the NFL. So I think Ramondre Stevenson would be the player that I'd look at and say, it'd be nice to have him this week. Kayshon Boutte, I don't think it's going to be a long-term injury for him. I'm not saying he'll be out there on Sunday, but most likely, I don't think it's going to go on and on and on the way Gonzalez did, for instance.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, here on WEEI Afternoons. Tom, in the wake of the trade deadline that they didn't add depth, it had me sort of thinking, is this a commentary on some of the depth that is there? Maybe some of the young players, a Marcus Bryant at tackle, a Swinson on the practice squad on the edge, Kyle Williams at wide receiver. Do you think those guys played into this equation, and are you hearing anything? Like, do they expect some of those guys maybe to contribute the way an addition would?
I don't think that those presences were enough to make them not shop.
Okay.
I think that there's just a prevailing opinion around the league, and even heard Kyle Shanahan articulated with the Niners, the prices were too high. Again, these guys get so married to the picks and the notion that you need all these picks and you can't part with them, that I think it's oversold, but the prices were so high that teams were reluctant to make moves. I can't imagine that they envision many of those players being able to step up and give commensurate ability to somebody that you could have gotten from another team, like in the names that you mentioned, Swinson or Marcus Bryant. So to me, I think those are separate conversations. I don't think the Patriots should be comfortable with their depth, and if they are, they've seen something that I haven't. Kyle Williams might be a good player at some point, but as the training camp and preseason rolled along, I became less and less willing to say he was going to make an impact this year, and I think that as we see him get on the field, it's hard to see him making an impact. I don't know what it is, whether it's just the same page situation or reps situation, but I don't think he's distinguished himself as a dependable receiver that you're going to bang the ball to with 5 targets on any given Sunday, never mind be a starting receiver. Are you going to put him out there, throw it to him 5 times, he's going to catch 3 for 30 yards? That's a low bar. I think that you would set off the confetti cannons if you saw him have that kind of day.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. TC, this is a big game. Obviously, you know, maybe the biggest test they've had since playing the Buffalo Bills. And I'm just curious what you think. You know, how big is this game from from a status point of view or expectation point of view? What would it mean for this franchise and Drake and Mike to win this game against a very good Tampa Bay Buccaneers team? How would this, if they were able to pull this win off, how would this propel them into the kind of mainstream consciousness of best teams in the NFL?
Yeah. I think this is the best game on the slate this weekend. I spoke to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk this morning. He wanted to talk Patriots Bucks, so he called me to discuss that nationally. And I'm like, this is the best game, really? He said, yeah, best matchup. And that's where the Patriots are. They're the most interesting matchup. Two teams with the best records, interconference game. If the Patriots, and I've loved the way that their schedule has kind of developed for them, just the different challenges they've gotten and the tempo of it. I'm sure they would have liked to have had a bye or the 10-day break after a Thursday night game. By now, they haven't gotten it. But you had a ramp up to the Buffalo game, and then after the Buffalo game, which was preceded by a fairly quote-unquote easy game against Carolina, you had another number of games against teams that weren't that good. Now you're ramping up again. You've played road games. You've played out-of-conference games. You've now gotten to a point where you have a chance to play a team that's very good defensively, that has only lost, I believe, to the Lions and the Eagles. So it's a great checkpoint game for the Patriots, I think. And I don't think that this is a moral victory game, right, Ted?
No.
You know, there's sometimes you say, keep it close. Oh, they lost 23-20, but it's good to see they can hang. We know they can hang. There's no doubt about that. They've separated themselves. Now the question should be, can you win on the road against the playoff team? And if you can, that really propels, I think, them and, as you mentioned, the national consciousness.
So right now, Tom, you got the Patriots tied with the Colts and the Denver Broncos for top seed in the AFC. I think a lot of us feel like the Pats could and should be in it all the way. Same with the Colts as well, especially after they chose chaos and traded for Sauce Gardner. But if there were another team in the AFC that you were to have your eye on as a, you know what, I'd watch out for these guys, who would that team be?
Denver. I think Denver is, are you including them in that question? I'm sorry.
I just went Colts and Pats. So if you want to say Denver, please.
Yeah, Denver. I think Denver is incredibly underrated. I think they're probably better than the Patriots. They were a playoff team last year. They have a quarterback coach combo that is incredibly well accomplished so far in the time that Bo Nix has been in the league. They protect better than any team in the league in terms of their quarterback. They get after the quarterback better than any team in the league. They've had all manner of different kinds of games that they've had to come back and win, that they've won convincingly, that they've been on the road to win. So I think Denver is 100% overlooked.
Tom, can I get Go ahead. Can I get a quick prediction for Sunday before we let you go?
Oh, we got a scoop? 1917 Bucks.
1917 Bucks. Yeah. I like the score more than I like the result. We'll talk to you next week.
Whoa, that was quick.
Just
Bye.
Like that, man. Screw see you, bye. Tom.
When you're having a good time, time flies, right?
Boy, it's like, the deed is done, and it's like, all right, time to go. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
all
right, I'm getting
turn the lights off when you leave.
Stiz is giving me hand signals and telling me we got Razor at the top of the hour. Yeah.
Stop it. You're trying to get to the barbecue.
I do have some barbecue that I need to get to, thanks to our friends at the Smoke Shop. We'll talk about that when I get back, and we'll talk about Tom Curran and this game. Is this a game that's going to put the Patriots on the national map? He seems surprised that this is the best game in the NFL this week. That's next, along with some barbecue here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Afternoons. Back here at WEEI Afternoons. We just had a nice chat.
You got a little.
Do I really? That's definitely an issue.
And then, yeah, right here. And then over
here. You're just effing with me. All right. I can tell.
Okay. You got it. All good.
We do have the best food drop in the history of radio today.
No question.
Our friends over at the Smoke Shop Barbecue. That's Smoke Shop, thesmokeshopbbq.com.
Love them.
We got brisket. We got wings. We got ribs.
Yep.
We got cornbread.
Yep.
We got Ted Johnson saying, just when I was eating right,
I was eating clean.
Put all this good food in front of me. This is clean.
Well, mac
this
and
is
cheese.
How men are supposed to eat.
Is this how we're supposed to eat all the time?
You're from Texas.
I am.
Isn't that where real men live?
That's. I like to think so, yeah.
Okay. And this is how real men eat in Texas. So.
Yeah.
Patriots game on Sunday, a juicy one. If you listen to Paramount, you're going to have the boys over, the ladies over, and we can attest, Fitzy, that nothing draws a party like barbecue. Because, Fitzy, there may have been, I don't know, 12 people in here, some of which I may not have ever seen before in my life.
First time, maybe.
It was like a light and flies just headed towards
vultures,
it.
All of them.
There's barbecue. Yep. This is good barbecue.
Sharks to blood, man.
Oh, my God. Yep. And it is so good. I'm telling you what's becoming fast my favorite. The pimento mac and cheese.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's so good. Every time I have it, I think I like it more than the last time I had it.
We've got the
pumpkin spice butter cake for
dessert. Forget it.
So if you're looking to host a little tailgate party for this big game on Sunday, go to thesmokeshopbbq.com. You can go to one of their locations, Seaport, Harvard Square, Assembly Row, Woburn, Methuen, and Chelmsford. Also, don't forget, if you're lazy, like me, and you want to do a little barbecue for Thanksgiving, that is also an option. They actually have a special area on the website for that to sign up to order barbecue for Thanksgiving.
Is that right? Do they offer smoked turkey?
Turkey, ham, or brisket.
Jump back, Jack.
And you can pick it up at any locations. You order ahead. They have green bean casserole, sweet mashed potatoes. Texas toast stuffing for you, Ted.
Good Lord, this is turning into an OnlyFans read. What are we doing?
Did you say Texas toast stuffed with has stuffing in it?
I think it's made of Texas toast.
Yeah, the stuffing is made with Texas toast.
Texas toast. Forget it.
So, Ted, if you want to get that, you go to thesmokeshopbbq.com/Thanksgiving. Okay. You can pick it up at any of their easy six locations. Then you can just watch football. Really, on Thanksgiving, you can just eat barbecue. Everybody will be happy. The turkey won't be dry like if you made it yourself. Nobody will be complaining. You'll have all your sides. So Patriots game, Thanksgiving, go to thesmokeshopbbq.com. It's awesome.
I mean, the best Thanksgiving is the best kind of, holiday where you are expected to do nothing. Like the dads aren't expected to do anything. Like they don't have to lift a finger.
But if you do have to do something, just go to the website and order it.
Yeah, that's right? Okay. You order it.
Boom. Order it. Pick it up, and then be like, "Yeah, I'm watching football. I'm eating. Everybody enjoy." Thanks to Andy Husbands and their crew over there at the smoke shop. They are unbelievable. We can attest to it every week, and we appreciate it very much, and so do all the other people that came to the studio that aren't normally in the studio when we serve this barbecue.
Did you find it interesting that that Mike Florio said to Tom Curran that he thinks the Patriots versus the Bucs is the most interesting or the best matchup of the weekend slates?
I did, and you did a little research, and you came up with another option or two that might be in consideration?
Yep, and then you're going to tell everybody why you think the Bucs Patriots game is better. The Eagles and the Packers, both a 6-2 and versus 5-2. Packers are 5-2. Eagles 6-2. You got the Steelers at 5-3 taking on the Chargers at 5-3, and then you got the Rams at 6-2 taking on the 49ers that are at 6-3. So why not those games being better than the Tampa Bay New England game?
You know, those are good games, but does either of those games have a matchup of two top five MVP candidates?
They do not.
Oh, so Patriots Bucks, Baker Mayfield versus Drake May is your NFL game of the week, and that's why I don't always agree with Mike Florio, but this time around I agree with Mike Florio. This is the game of the week, and one of the big games this season, the second half of the season for your Patriots.
Yeah, and also don't forget, like, Packers against Eagles, that could very well be an NFC championship preview. Like, this is a potential it is, like, several people this week have told us, Andy, I think even Schefter, that this could very well be a Super Bowl preview. So doesn't get much bigger than that. Hashtag order barbecue.
I'll tell you what's bigger than that and bigger than barbecue. Andrew Razor Raycroft in studio here on WEEI Afternoons to talk about a Bruins win streak, a team that is rolling. Razor in studio with us next here on WEEI.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.